2. Honor didn't much like having a gun pressed to her cheek. She liked even less that she felt weak, her legs shaky. At her best, she could probably take Absalom down easily. She was not at her best. She wasn't even close to it. Radley's gaze was focused on Absalom.
"You are making a big mistake," he said.
"The mistake is yours. You've unbalanced the peace of the community. In God's kingdom, my word is law. A little time to think, and I'm sure you'll both agree,"
Absalom intoned, shoving the barrel of the gun a little deeper into Honor's flesh. If that were his idea of peace, she'd like to know how he described war.
"Take Mr. Tumberg to the meditation room," he commanded.
Then he swung around, his grip still tight, the gun still pressed against her cheek. The yurt was just a few yards away, candlelight shimmering on the ground below the window. A peaceful scene in any other setting, but right now it was terrifying. Behind her there was a scuffle, fists against flesh, quiet grunts. She tried to turn her head, but the gun was pressed so tightly against her skin that she couldn't.
"Do you know the story of Lot's wife?"
Absalom asked, his lips against her ear. Her flesh crawled, all the heat that had been roaring through her body replaced by icy fear.
"I'm familiar with it."
"Then you know that looking back didn't end well for her."
"I want to see my husband."
"I'm disappointed in you, Honor. I thought you were more in tune with the goals of the community."
"I came here to get away from things," she lied as she allowed herself to be marched to the yurt.
Her legs still felt wobbly, but her mind was clearer, her thoughts crisp.
"Not to join your community."
"Part of the experience offered at Sunrise Spiritual Sanctuary is tuning into the peacefulness of nature and of the universe. You've been fighting that since you arrived. That's why you've been ill."
"I think I've been ill because of whatever happened to my hands," she countered, keeping her voice low because she didn't want any of his guards to join them. Even weak, she might have a chance against Absalom. She'd been trained to take down perps. As a computer forensic expert, she didn't have much of an opportunity to put that skill to use, but she kept up on technique, training hard and facing off against much larger and stronger opponents in the gym and on the sparring mat. Her job required it. Even if it hadn't, she'd have attended weekly self-defense classes, just in case. Life was full of surprises. Some of them great, some of them not. It was good to be prepared for either.
"The burns on your hands were healing nicely."
"Burns?"
"You fell into the firing pit. Sister Hannah was showing you how to make pots. You don't remember?"
he asked, the gun slipping away from her cheek. She glanced back, saw Radley being manhandled away from the clearing and into the forest.
"No, but it seems like something I should remember."
"You tripped and fell. Fortunately, you were able to catch yourself with your hands. Otherwise, it would have been your face and body that were burned. We brought a doctor in immediately. He patched you up and gave you some medication to stave off infection. You should have improved rapidly, but you declined. Our health suffers when we're fighting the natural order of things."
"What is the natural order?" she asked.
"Peace and harmony with nature, with self, and with others."
There were a million things she wanted to say, but she kept her mouth shut, afraid she'd get herself into more trouble if she opened it. Right now, her focus needed to be on escaping and finding Radley.
"That sounds wonderful."
"Of course it does. You're a kind-hearted soul, a woman who takes care of her elderly grandmother and never complains about doing so."
"What do you know about my grandmother?" she asked, her blood running cold.
Dottie was getting older. She wasn't as strong as she'd once been. That made her vulnerable, and the thought of Absalom knowing anything about her made Honor's stomach churn.
"Only what you've mentioned to fellow guests," he replied,
the gun shifting, his grip loosening.